that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will.
Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers. What is the date? It is February the 14th, I guess, Valentine's Day. Anyway, Richard's on his way here. He'll be here in a moment, but we have three guys on the line. We have John, Jason, and Tim. Are you there, John? Hopefully, I'll get him unmuted here. All right. If I unmute everything, you should be unmuted. Speak to me, one, John. Yeah, I don't know which one it is. But anyway, Richard's pulling in the driveway. He knows what button it is, but I'm glad you could join us. It's a beautiful day here at the ranch. The sun's just about over the tree line, over the river. And I guess this might be the last warm day we get for a while. It sounds like cold weather's coming in. But, hey, it is wintertime. What do you expect in February? I know the Northeast, in particular, Massachusetts, Boston area, they have been pounded with snow like crazy. We're supposed to get some Sunday night, Monday, and I don't think we'll get anything like that. But it's coming. Hang on one second, and we'll transfer it over to Richard in just a minute.
Hey, good morning, guys. And let's see here. Brought him in on the top here. No, let's try that. Hey, guys, have we got you now?
Yeah, we're here.
Hey, all right. My apologies. Technology ain't technology grand. And folks, thanks for hanging in there with us. We Oh, sometimes it's this and sometimes it's that, but that's all right. This board here can get quite confusing, and the button looked like it's pushed and it's not. But anyway, my apologies. Had to meet a man about a mule down the road for just a minute, and we're here coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. Try to get all these buttons pushed if we can, so we can get everybody on. But well, didn't know if you guys opened up in prayer yet or not.
No.
So
not yet.
John, would you want to do that for us?
Sure.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we do come before you humbly this morning. Lord, grateful for this time that you've set aside for us to come together and to just discuss the things that are going on in the world and the things that are upon our hearts and minds. Lord, we ask for your blessings on today's program and pray that you would just give us the words that we're to speak to the remnant. Pray that if there's something that's on the remnant's mind that is important to your people, that you would convict them to call in and to reveal that as well, Lord. We just ask for your continued blessings on our lives and our families and on our marriages, Lord, on this day that the world calls Valentine's Day. Lord, you know we try not to be of the world, but this is a day that we can remember the great blessing of having a wife and the offspring that's the outcome of that. And as the world tries to pervert that, Lord, we just thank you for our wives and our families. Lord, we continue to come against the forces of hell that have come against your people. We ask that you remember grace and mercy, and that you find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. Lord, we ask that you would put upon your people a spirit of revival. Lord, that they would fall down on their knees and ask for forgiveness, Lord. We ask for forgiveness, Lord. Forgive us for falling asleep as the watchman over the house of Israel and letting it get to this point. Lord, we know you could change the course if it was just but repentance. We pray that that spirit of repentance would come upon your people, Lord, that those that can would repent, and those that can't, we want them off the land or under it. It's through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, folks, thanks for joining us. This is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wrangler. Sounds like we got an extra wrangler in there. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Richard. Glad to be here.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks for making that trip over from Nebraska. And hope you had a good trip there. And
we did. It was very uneventful, and that's a good trip, right?
That is. When you, as long as you don't fall asleep, no flat tires, no dead deer in the road, and that's a good thing. Had a dead skunk in the road up about a mile up from the ranch, and thankfully got to swerve around it this morning because, boy, you hit those things.
There was a dead mule deer on the. On Highway 230.
Yeah, you smell them for a week or two. They get tangled up in your tires. But anyway, folks, it's live radio this Saturday morning. As John said, the world calls it Valentine's Day, February 14th. If you hear it at any other time, you may. Stay tuned. You just never know what subjects we may get covered. We do rebroadcast the message, and it's available on archive as well up at our ministry websites, both scripturesforamerica.org and the network site, sfawbn.com. And if you're not familiar with those websites, we encourage you to visit there. Write them down, scripturesforamerica.org and sfawbn.com. That stands for Scriptures for America, Worldwide Broadcasting Network, because that's truly what it is, what it's grown into over the years. Many years ago, our pastor had a vision of broadcasting out on shortwave, and there were times that it was all he could do to, I'm not going to say steal, but beg and borrow and plead to get a half hour to an hour of broadcast time. out on the shortwave. But over the years, that investment and that stand of faith that our pastor took and the hard work and prayers that he put into it has grown to where now today it is literally a worldwide broadcasting network. These broadcasts go out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, over shortwave, over the internet, up on audio satellite. That's something kind of neat to think, if you think about it, of all the different things going up on audio, on satellites around the world, from TV programs to public access TV things and things universities put out, and that 24 hours a day, we've got messages up there that are going all over the world, that are heard all over the world. We do get contacts from Germany and Australia and Japan. His remnant today is scattered all over. And the messages that come out on these broadcasts and from this network, they resonate with his remnant, with his people, no matter where they are. Because truth is truth. So, anyway, we do thank you for joining us. It is live radio. There's no big staff in the background putting stuff up on screens or getting all the prep work ready. It's just some Christian men gathered around the microphones, the phone lines, with their coffee and their Bibles. And
that's who's screening calls today?
Well, I'm looking at the little the phone bank over there with its four or five phone lines and the lights on. So if you do want to call in, the number is 307-745-5913.
We don't even have a caller ID.
We don't. So when you call in, you just have to, when we say good morning, you're on the air. So that's kind of how that goes. You have to make sure you turn your speaker down, though. Turn your radio off if you call in, or it produces what is called feedback. And it gets real bad real quick. So you have to remember to do that. John, when you were praying, you mentioned repentance. And thinking back through the Bible stories that we've read, that we've been taught, that we've talked about and discussed, did anything else ever deliver the people of Israel? I don't think they were ever delivered for, teaming up with the neighboring country or being able to put massive amounts of an army of men together. But it seems like that all through the history of our people, that it's only been repentance that ever saved, if you will, our people in the past.
Right, and changed the course, that the people were on. Even though we're deep into the curse phase of Deuteronomy 28, I believe, I think God's will is that we would repent as a nation and turn back to him, and that he would put us back into the blessings phase of Deuteronomy 28, like verses 1 through 14. Because 15 through, I think it's 68, is all the curse.
It is. It is. And his word tells us, he takes no pleasure in the death. I think it says in the death of the wicked, and of course we understand it means his, when it's his people that are dealing wickedly, but that all should come to repentance. And it's interesting that
we're seeing things that if you would have said that this was going to happen even 2-3 years ago, you wouldn't believe. And then like this last Grammy Awards, I don't know if you saw that or not, but basically they handed out light up devil horns to all the people in the audience. So all these people in the audience put these light up devil horns on, and then there's all the Hollywooders, doing the devil signs with their hands, and boy, you talk about mocking God.
Wow.
That's interesting. It's just are signs of the times, so you can tell that the Lord's doing a work too with the remnant, just as well. You know, I mean, and that's you know, you see these perilous times, and you think see things changing so drastically, and it just you know, it reminds us, reminds me to, you know, we got to draw closer to our God. You know, we got to keep our houses covered. We got to get to that point where we pray without ceasing.
Right.
You know, I think that there's a big key in praying without ceasing. I was talking with a man on the phone about it last night, and, you know, he called up, had an injury, and was stepping off of a tractor and twisted an ankle and was in some pain, and, you know, he texted me and said, you know, you got any good advice? He knew I was there not that long ago, and I said, yeah, I'll pray. And I said, we'll pray for you. And, you know, that needs to be our number one go-to resource out of our arsenal is pray. And, you know, we can see it in so many different fronts. We look at these news feeds, and was thinking about just what's happened with, you know, you look at these mumps and these measles that they're pushing. I mean, and it's just, I mean, it's pretty apparent that it's going to be the new bird flu or the new swine flu or the new West Nile virus. You know, it's that new scare buzzword that they're using to, you know, promote their vaccinations, to inject people with heavy metal. You know, and spread a live virus, and you know, anybody that doesn't believe that the government's involved in population control needs to pull the head out of the sand and look at what they've been doing for the last 50 years. And I mean, it's all the way around them, and you know, it makes it evident, and it shows it, you know, firsthand that there's a war going on. And you know, you gotta realize that in order to fight it, and one of our number one go to weapon needs to be prayer.
Absolutely. Well, you know, firsthand, when we were working in the shortwave site several months ago, Tim was there as well. Your leg should have been shattered with what happened with the forklift, and I mean, it broke that 1-inch aluminum pin between the forklift and your leg. And you were in some pain, absolutely, but the reality is you were still able to walk on it, and that was because the first thing we did was hit our knees and pray.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen.
Prayed, anointed it, and, you know, gave it to the Lord and said, here, you know, and it's, I think that's pleasing to our Heavenly Father, too, when we do that. You know, it's when we go to Him first instead of running to the doctor and see what the doctor says, and then going to our Heavenly Father and saying, oh, okay, here, God, now we need your healing, after we've been to the doctor. I think that our God, just like the Bible says, is a jealous God. And, you know, when we go to Him first, I think that's pleasing to Him. I think that makes Him smile.
He should be...
Well, that shows us, that's your faith, yeah.
He should be our primary care physician, I think is the term the world tries to use. And then if you have to go to a specialist later, well, you can specialize some prayers to Him as well. And many times it might not be, yeah, the bone might still be broken or the pain might still be there, but He strengthens us to get us through that. You know, He did that with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He strengthened Him. He enables His people to do that. Well, guys, the phone lines are ringing.
And he don't take Obamacare.
No. No, you don't have to worry about silver, bronze, or gold level sign up with him. That's for sure. Well, let's take a couple phone calls. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I recently got a couple more of the volumes of the Anti-Nicene Fathers. I'm going through those things, and I'm finding out some really curious things. All over volume 4 and 5, I mean, just up and down all through both of those, they're discussing the thing about the fallen angels, their children, demons. It's all over the place amongst all these writers. And I'm seeing it all over the place, the same story, that you had these fall, you know, you had these angels. They were attracted to women, just like you read in the Bible. They actually had children with those human women. These children then were a bastardized seed line that wasn't supposed to be. And these then were what was put to death in the flood. But the spirits came out, the bodies died, but the spirit that was in them came out. And that those fallen angels are called princes. And you'll see that all over your world. You know, you don't pay attention to that until you're clued into this thing. They're actually called princes. And those spirits that came out of their children and grandchildren, those are what are called the powers. I always wondered what they meant when it said in the Bible, you know, your fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Well, this is exactly what it is that you're dealing with. You have these princes, and these princes have been assigned various places, territories of the earth, and as the people of the earth, the various different nationalities, as they fell away from God, each of them went under the control of various, you know, one or whatever of these various different princes that are the fallen angels. But except for the Israelites, all of the nations, one by one, all the different nationalities, all fell, all went under, you know, these different fallen angels and their demonic spirits that are under their control. And they're telling us all throughout this stuff that the spirits of the children of these things are directly under the control of whoever it was that originally begot that line. And they're called powers because they actually have power. See, the fallen angel has control over them. He can send them into people, and that they have extreme amounts of power. And here it is. It's the exact confirmation of what the pastor used to say. See, there's a certain type of those that is called jinn and genie, which is short for genius, because those certain type impart genius into the person that they're residing in. It can be genius in mathematics, genius in arts, genius in this or that. But whatever it is, it's always a genius to create evil by whatever it's doing through that person. So yeah, the pastor was exactly right when he was saying, yeah, we're up against giants. Yeah, you're up against giants because that's what it is. It's an intellectual demonic giant that is residing in whoever it's residing into.
Yeah, there's a good bit to that. I was just nodding to Kyle here. Pastor addressed some of that in the Small G Gods series, and we're doing our best. We're hoping to bring that to you in book form this year, Remnant, that we can, you know, that you can see from some of the writings, like was mentioned here, the Ante-Nicene Fathers, some of the writings that are in the Scripture. Just how that very thing is. Caller, thanks for sharing that with us. We're going to try to get this other caller on. There's a good bit there in the Scripture that, as a living word, the more you look into it.
Well, the beginning of the gospel message.
In another book that...
Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
Go ahead. Another book that goes along with that is the book Enoch, too, and we do carry that. That's a fantastic book that talks about a lot of those accounts that Caller was talking about. And it's a small book, quick read, but very valuable information.
It is.
It is.
I don't know if it's a quick read. I seem to keep reading it over and over.
Let's take this other caller. Caller, thanks for holding. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, brothers. This is Paul in Illinois.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about this morning here about the war going on in the land here. We have a new governor. Bruce Warner is his name, and he's of a certain tribe. He's good friends with Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And yesterday it was reported here that he appoints a new DCFS director. And this is a Republican. He appoints this so-called Democrat from Florida. And one of the highlights that they point out is that he is known for taking these children in the care of the DCFS and putting in with homosexual couples.
Plenty to pray about.
And this is part of the war that's going on here in Illinois. I want to mention, I'm reading a pamphlet right now, and you folks might saw it. It's called The Hidden Tyranny. It's the Rosenthal Document by Charles Weissman. Are you familiar with it?
Somewhat. Yeah, we do carry that treatise.
Okay. I highly recommend it. I mean, you know, knowing the situation and knowing what we're up against, this is a easy read, a phenomenal read, and something I feel probably be very inexpensive that we could buy in bulk and be passing out to our people that just don't understand what's going on here.
Well, thanks for sharing that. And it is frustrating when you see the war going on, when you see the casualties of war. I went to a funeral this past week. 16-year-old girl, casualty of war that we're in, the spiritual battle that we're in, and the people just are, as the word says, they're just blinded to it.
Amen.
And it's frustrating when others don't see that. And so, yes, by all means, if you think this document will help, this treatise that we carry, by all means, we have it here. We'd be glad to send it to you. And if we send all these out, we'll call Charles and order 100 more, if that's what we need. And that's been one of the main goals, one of the main duties of this ministry, is to warn the people. You know, hello, wake up, McFly. It's like our pastor taught, you know, and that his school teacher taught him one time, who was there at Pearl Harbor when the bombs started dropping. And he's running around yelling with his arms in the air, war, war, war. And that's what we're under. You know, whether it's Child Protective Services wanting to take your children and put them with homosexuals, the pedophilia that is the next step in this accepting of homosexuality as the norm, you know, to the Marines giving up their guns when they leave the embassy over in Yemen or whatever just this week. And the pulpits just, you know, bless you, brother. God loves you. Love God. Love everybody else. The prophets are full of the dirty birds that are liars, that have come up and made their traditions of man more important than the Word of God. And it is an absolute war. And the only way to win, is kind of what we started out the program with, is repentance. If you get national repentance, you get national salvation. But if you don't get national repentance, the nation is lost. But praise God, it works personally, and you can have you can be saved personally, you and your family, by following His word, by repenting, and you know, coming out of this earthly kingdom and moving into His. So, well, we'll sure have to keep that situation there in Illinois in prayer, for sure.
Yeah. Very well said, Richard. And there's another book I'd like to mention. It's called The Great Impersonation by Pastor Eli James. A very, very good read that we should have on our bookshelves.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right.
Yeah, I was thinking when Bob was talking about the demons, and, you know, that was the message that you were talking about there. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand or near or among us. When they sent the 70 out, and then when they came back, remember the words of Christ, you know, I was watching Satan fall from heaven. because they had been casting out those demons.
Yeah.
And they'd been, you know, taking care of the scorpions and the snakes and the, you know, they were in that battle that so many people don't understand that the battle that they're in, you know. And what Bob was talking about and what Jason was referring to in the book of Enoch, it kind of just lets you know that the more physical, the points about the battle, you know. Not that if you had that alone, that would do you no good. To know where they came from and how they got here really does you no good unless you have the solution to it. And the solution is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, the message of the kingdom. You know, you talked about getting out of the world's kingdom and getting into his kingdom. That's how you take care of those demons. You know, and then comes in the prayer and the anointing and the, you know. But the message was always for, you go out, go by twos, and you spread the gospel message, and you'll cast out demons, and you'll heal people, and you'll, you know, and those, it used to be, in God's laws, everybody knew that witchcraft, a witch should be killed. Sorcery was not to be allowed. They were to be killed. Well, they changed the name. They changed it to pharmakia, or, you know, I mean.
That's and so one of the names they changed it
so
to.
So the people are dumb, you know. Well, those are conduits. When they shoot children with these vaccinations, it's a conduit to bring a demon into their body. Not that you can't pray over them and that can't take care
they
of
have
it.
Power over them.
But you can see the results of all this pharmakia, witchcraft, that they used to not tolerate. Because God's word said, but they change the name so you don't understand it, and then they deceive the people, and you know, they go to Romans 13, they tell you to obey the government. I mean, but it's all this battle that was talked about at the beginning of the show, of these demons. It's nice to know, you know, some of that stuff, but unless you have the antidote, which is Jesus Christ and his blood and what he did for us on the cross, and then go from there. It won't do you no good. It doesn't do you no good to know that unless you,
right,
you know.
See, the enemies of God love to see their children suffer, though, too. Brother Doug sent me this link to it's about an hour and a half long thing on vaccines. And, boy, you watch that thing and you just get so enraged you can hardly even just stand it. And you just stop and you pray and say, God, wake up our people. Because if they realize what they've done to our children, they'd hunt them down like dogs that they are. 69 vaccines by the time they're 6 years old. Giving them vaccines from the time they're born. Six shots from the time they're born. They have no immune system whatsoever. And most mothers don't even breastfeed, so they have no antibodies. They know what they're doing. And let me tell you something. They show on those videos, these kids are screaming. That's demonic pain.
Absolutely
that they're
is.
In.
Absolutely.
And they love sad. And they love it so. Yeah. They love it so.
Yeah.
I long for the day when the parents wake up and they realize what they've done to our children.
Amen.
Yeah. It's heartrending, and the battle is, we talk about it being a war. We have a battle from hell up, and the other part of the battle is from heaven down. We have these earthly powers that seek to overthrow God. We're the collateral damage in there. They want to destroy God. And they operate on body, mind, and spirit. You know, they attack the body through jabs, through GMOs. They attack the mind through public school. They attack the spirit through fear of all these things coming upon you, being government influence or your children being taken. God says, repent and be renewed and be saved, and that works from the spirit down through the mind, and then the body is blessed. You know, you get your spirit in line, you get your mind of Christ, and your body's blessed, and it's going to happen. God says every knee will bow. So, you know,
yes.
That's the battle there that's going on. For
first thing you got to do is get redeemed out of this world into God's realm through baptism.
Amen. Amen.
So we see all those things happening. And they're bringing these foreigners in here, these aliens. They like to use the word immigrants, but they're... I seen something here the other day that said it was a really high percentage. It was like 80% of these people coming across the southern border down there aren't even Mexican. They're there are others.
And yeah, different from different regions of South America.
Yeah,
yes.
And different parts of the country, and it was like...
Wow. In Africa and everywhere else.
Right, and different parts of the world. Don't think the people are enemies and just aliens that are here. Don't think that they don't know, oh, well, I can't get a flight, you know, from Benghazi into New York, but I can to Mexico City. And from there, they can walk, and that's what they're doing. So let's take another caller. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yes, good morning. Hey, about 3 weeks ago now, I was listening to Radio Havana, Cuba, and they were talking about the immigration towards what they called the land of opportunity. North America, or, South America, Central America, and Mexico was the reference point. They said they are down now to 6% abject poverty in this region, down from 15%. Well, they said that the number now is 68 million impoverished that they're dealing with. But the figures don't add up. If we had 50 million of those that came to this country, we're still 20, 30 million, I'd call them missing. You know, if there's no real legal immigration where records are kept on both ends, you don't know what the heck are happening to a lot of the young innocents that are mobile and just aren't showing up anywhere.
Yeah, really. Sacrifice.
I mean, could there be a Holocaust going on? Because South America, the Aztecs, the blood sacrifices, the pedophilia worldwide, isn't this an open market for this horrendous treatment of children?
It is. It is, and it always has been. The Muslims have no problem with pedophilia. The Saudis, the Easterners, those of Ishmael, have no problem with pedophilia. Those down in South America have no problem with pedophilia. But let me tell you something. God's people better wake up, and by God, they better start having a problem with pedophilia, because it is becoming rampant. You know, we've come against homosexuality and tried to warn the people that this is wrong, it's a sin, the Bible says there's a death penalty for it. Hello? And the majority of the people, oh, but my preacher said this, my preacher said that. And it's an absolute war. And, you know, maybe once it's in the people's faces, once they see these hordes, these untold millions that you're talking about in their front yard or in their town or city, maybe they'll wake up then. And you're right. Who knows what they're doing? Who knows what blood sacrifices or worse that they're doing with our people?
Yeah, and guess what? They don't have to have the vaccines. It's only the U.S. citizens that they want to make it mandatory to be vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah, there's another group that doesn't have to have the vaccines either. Actually, a couple groups on opposite ends of the spectrum, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, I say if they want to give us a shot, we give them a shot. 223 or 308, their choice.
Sir, thank you for the call.
You bet. Keep sending the message out.
Amen. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Phone line still ringing. We'll go to it. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, this is Mark in Ohio. A couple weeks ago, within the last 2 weeks on Coffee, you guys talked about masonry a little bit, and I tried to call in, but something else was going on. I didn't get a chance. But I want to just add this little blurb. It was really interesting when I heard it. I had a guy I worked on the line with and talked to him about the kingdom quite a bit, and he believed in Jesus, and he had a friend who was pretty high up in masonry. So we got talking about that, and I said, no, Steve, you don't want to have anything to do with that. It's demonic and whatever. Well, his friend kept trying to get him to join the Masons and whatever, and Steve come to work one day, and he was real excited, and he come up to me, he says, you know, him and his friend went out bar hopping one night, and his friend, the Mason, said he got pretty tipsy, and he started talking about masonry, and he said, you know, Steve, he says, we know we can't go there, and he pointed up. So he says, we're working for a better position down there, and he pointed down. So I thought that was a pretty interesting tidbit about
that
masonry. And
very
I just wanted to share that with everyone. So that's all I had. You guys have a good week. Can't wait for church tomorrow. Thanks a lot for all you do. Bye.
Thank you. That is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, they say at 33rd degree you denounce Jesus Christ and accept Lucifer is what I've heard. And I have some Mason books that I wrote that I've bought over the years that are the books that you're not supposed to have unless you are a Mason, but they're pretty dark, and it gets, I don't know, you definitely better be prayed, all prayered up before you start looking into that stuff.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, switching over to financial news, I saw a pretty interesting headline this morning, and it says, the money in your bank account was stolen this morning. And boy, that one was an eye catcher. And you know, with this G20 summit that's been going on, and everything with Goldman Sachs and everything, it was pretty interesting because you know, basically the way it works as far as the FDI insurance goes on the bank accounts. If you open a bank account, now most general banks are FDI insured. That's the insurance company that insures
FDIC
in the bank. Yeah. So if you open a bank account, and they've changed it over the years several times, where it used to be, you had a bank account, you were insured up to $1 million, and they just kept dropping it. Well, now it was at $250,000 for the longest time, where as if you had $250,000 coverage, no matter what you had in your bank account, they would cover you up to that amount, up to $250,000. And so there was a lot of people that once they got over that $250,000 mark in a bank account, they would open multiple bank accounts so that they could have the insurance for each account.
Right.
Well, now the way it works is, the FDIC ran out of money. Well, they didn't actually run out of money, but they're down to $25 billion, which accounts for 1.2% of the money in bank accounts. And basically, with all these transfers of funds and them reorganizing, now they're saying that if you had $100,000 in the bank and you went to collect on your insurance claim, basically they have to ration it out, and it's all on shares and percentages. So if you had $100,000 in the bank and you went to collect your insurance from the FDIC, if they lost your money, if it was stolen, if the bank was hacked, if the bank burned down, whatever the rhyme or reason is, you would get approximately $1,200. And
that's not public knowledge, is it?
No, it's not. And that's why, you know, it's interesting, because things like that in the past are what have had people have runs on banks, you know. And you know, historically, when they got a run on a bank, you know, one person goes out and says, you know what, I don't like the way that this bank's doing business, I'm going to get my money out. So they go to their bank and they withdraw their money out in cash. And you know, they're sitting there and they're talking to the teller and they're saying, okay. The teller is asking them, you know, why are you taking all your money out of this bank? Well, you know what, your banking laws stink. I don't like them. You know, the way that you've been doing things, and you know, with this FDI thing, all of a sudden my money's not insured in there. I better off putting it in something that I can keep an eye on instead of you, because if you guys lose it, you guys keep it. You know, if you guys steal it, it's gone. And you know, so they're sitting there, they're telling the teller this. Well, the next guy over there, he overhears this, and he's like, you know what, that, you know, there might be something to that. I got an awful lot of money here in the bank, but you know, I don't really need to take all my money out, but I'm going to take, you know, at least some of my money out. So he takes his money out, and you know, he starts talking to somebody. Well, and it's happened in the past where it just word of mouth, all of a sudden people are talking, and it's almost like a collective consciousness. It's like, you know, get your money out of the bank. And next thing you know, they got people lined up out the door trying to withdraw their money out of the banks. And you know, bank runs out of money. They don't have enough cash on hand to service their customers.
Their deposits.
If they had people running on the banks. And, you know, these things have happened in the past, and you just wonder, you know, what next? I mean, you know, what next? What happened to the $250,000 coverage that you had yesterday? I mean, you had that yesterday on any bank account that was FDI insured. Now they got certain banks, you know, you got banks, you got credit unions. Some, I've never seen one, but I've heard that some of the credit unions are not FDIC insured. And they've got some different private banks that don't have anything to do with the FDIC. But I've never seen one, so I don't even I don't know how many there is. Maybe there's only 10 of them in the United States. But you know, that you're talking about, talk about, you know, thievery, is that coverage vanishing overnight. You know, $250,000 to 1.2% or $1,200.
Yeah. Well, and their modus operandi is usually that if that bank does go insolvent in some way, either due to runs or due to poor management or whatever, as a general rule, it's not like, you know, a lot of people think that, oh, I don't know, a van or something backs up. They set up a temporary office somewhere and people queue up and they say, well, you have an account here, and oh, yes, and you got ID, and here's your money. The insurance company hands out checks or money to those people that were in that bank. Their first thought to do is to try to find another bank to take over that bank's asset position, and you know,
for pennies on the dollar.
You get the haircut, like Jason was talking about. You're going to get that's what they call it. But you may wait a long time before you even see that money. Anyways, it takes sometimes. I know in the case of like the savings and loan scandals back in the 70s and 80s, some of those people were out of their funds for 3-4 years before they even seen any of their deposits come back. And they've changed those rules, like you say, since then. So it's
well, and
good news.
The thing is, you know, people still to this day have it in their mind that, oh, the banks can't fail. The banks won't, you know. And what did we see just a couple of years ago? There was a reason that there was a bailout, a bank bailout.
Yeah.
And it's because the banks failed. Because there was stolen money there involved in that. You know, so it really needs to be in people's minds. Yes, they can fail. And now that they're doing this, you know, beforehand, when they failed, they were insured.
Yeah.
Now, when they fail, they're not insured. Who is taking the risk here? You know,
taking the money?
Exactly. I mean, it's talk about a Ponzi scheme. It's going on somehow, but it's interesting. I mean, it's huge. You know, and it's I don't know. I found it very interesting. I've been reading a little bit about it just the last day or two, and it's definitely something worth watching.
Well, the good news is it's all Babylon and it's all coming down.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and we're seeing bits and pieces.
And we're witnessing it. Yes. We are witnessing it.
Yes.
Front row seats.
Yeah. You know, you can look over to Europe and see what's going on in the EU and what has been going on. You know, the forming of the European Union and the dropping of the nation-states' borders and all of that, and the going to the one euro currency, that this was supposed to be the greatest thing that ever happened. And... It is good, and it's worked in their minds in that it's opened up the all the borders for the invasion that's happened in all the European nations. But you look at what's going on in Greece. When you mentioned that haircut, you know, we reported that just about 2 years ago, that those in Greece got a haircut one night, and they woke up and their currency had been devalued 80%. And so, you know, Jason was talking about, you know, you got a couple hundred thousand dollars in the bank or $100,000, and now, you know, they're only going to insure it for $1,200. And that's about what they ended up with. You know, they got an 80% devaluation overnight. So you had $1,000 in the bank. Well, guess what? Now you got $200. And, you know, you're seeing that very same or repercussions of those things going on in Greece again today on the financial side. And
It is the it's just showing the failure of Babylon, the failure of the EU. There's nations, there's the three wealthiest nations in Europe are talking about pulling out of the EU, forming their own little group, so to speak. And it is, it's, I like how you put it, John, it's Babylon. And I guarantee you, the those powers that be, those ruling, those principalities, they're not just in Washington, D.C. They're all over the world. And they're practicing with Europe. And as they perfect their ways and means, guess what? They bring them over the sea and work them a little harder on us. So,
well, and Greece is really an Achilles heel for the EU right now, because they're talking about dropping out of that situation with this new prime minister, and they're, the way I understand it, Greece has veto power over a lot of these things that they're trying to put against Russia, the measures that they're trying to bring against against Russia, and so they've kind of developed a friendship to some degree with Russia, and Greece is talking about stepping out. There's a huge movement on it. As a matter of fact, it looks like it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that they're going to leave the EU. And things like the IMF and several of those groups are really having a big... they're losing sleep over the fact that if that happens, there's trillions of dollars in derivatives worldwide that are going to go belly up. And it there's talk about the fact that it could even destroy the global financial system, which is basically based on, you know, the dollar is the global financial currency. And so, you know, that may, we may actually be seeing some little country like Greece there that they thought they were just going to run over and run down and run into the muck with their austerity measures and sell their country off piecemeal to all these large investors and everything. We may be seeing that being used by God as a way to bring that system down, you know. So I there's a great deal of interest there to me as far as that goes in watching what's going on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very similar.
House of cards.
Yeah, very similar to what's happened in the Ukraine over the last 2 years. You know, the Ukraine was split just about in half whether to join the EU or to stay with what they call Mother Russia, and they voted, the legally elected government there voted to not join the EU and to stay with Russia, and the EU didn't like that because they wanted to spread that, they wanted to own the Ukraine as well, and they wanted to spread their debt further into there. And you know, that's where the I was talking to one of my sons the other day, and he's like, well, who are the rebels in the Ukraine? And I said, well, it depends on who you're you know, if it's Russia talking about it, the rebels are the those that were siding with the EU that have come against the legally elected government. But if it's the EU you're talking with, the rebels are those that are siding with Russia. And you know, they you're right, the House of Cards. The House of Cards is wavering in the wind, so to speak.
Well, and if you look at who the countries that signed up and went over to that Euro 2, what'd that do to their economy? I mean, you're talking, you know, you switching over, and, you know, if something cost you a dollar to buy, overnight it cost you $1.30.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 30% increase, and... You know, that's, a lot of those countries, it's like they didn't have that exit. They weren't a wealthy people. I mean, they were very
poor, agrarian. Yeah,
they, exactly. You know, they didn't, and it's caused a lot of hardships for a lot of people. It's like, you know, when you try to take that mass amount of debt and spread it out, you know, and talking about your currency losing. You know, 30, 40%. Like, wow.
Well, if you think about it, the mighty weapon, the rifle, and the pistol prayer, God's answering our prayers because Babylon's fallen.
Yes, amen. Guys, we got a caller. We got about 2 minutes here. Good morning, caller. Got a minute or two.
Hey, This is Guy.
Good morning, Guy.
How you all doing?
Good morning.
The somebody was talking earlier about the sorcery of this business, and I was reading that Bible reading plan for 2015, and then Leviticus 17:7. They shall no longer sacrifice their sacrifices to the goat demons, which they play the harlot. And keep on reading there, you know, I was thinking about, in the book of Numbers, it's just filled with numbers. And I believe, like, this thing about the banking, for instance, is all part of that magic that they're working. And it's just keeping you in debt. Is what it does. That's insurance against your debt, and the bank provides it, and it's more slavery. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that about them goat demons. I bet you those people that probably actually pursue goat demons, if nothing else, you know. Anyway, y'all do a good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Guy.
Thank you. Well, if you look at what they depict Satan as, it's a goat demon. It's Baphomet, you know, like that statue that they wanted to put there in Alabama by Judge Roy's courthouse where he refuses to take down the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're about out of time. Time flies. Thank all of you for joining us. Yeah, thank everybody for joining us this morning. We thank you, the remnant out there, for getting up early on Saturday morning and having coffee with us and a time of fellowship. We do want to invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. You can do that. Still have your coffee right there in your own home if you have your computer set up. You can join us at scripturesforamerica.org at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And just go there to the website. On the left-hand side toward the top, you'll see click here for live video. And you can click on that and join us, again, starting at 10 a.m. Mountain. And, hey, if you're out on the road, you can do that on your iPhone as well. Click the same thing, and it gives you an option that you can watch it on your iPhone, and it'll fill your screen up. And the audio is usually pretty good. And so it's a way that regardless of where you are, you can join us for church. And we hope you'll do that. Well, guys, thanks again for joining us. If you want to write, our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel.
It's gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does.
It will even up
score, don't be weak.